My name is Sherman. Happy Pink Friday. Celebrating Pink Floyd. Matter of fact, we will talk with Craig Bailey. He's dialing me up here in moments via Skype, but he's also the host of Floydian Slip every Saturday night at 11 o'clock, 1 hour of Pink Floyd on 103.9 The Fox. There he is right there. Hola, Craig Bailey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Happy Pink Friday.
Back at you.
I got one subject to talk to you about today.
Is it Pink Floyd?
It's funny. How do you know? You have ESP. It's amazing.
I'm fast.
You know, we talked about Gilmour's black guitar, his black strap before, which is worth, you know, God knows how much that's worth since it's been played on so many Floyd songs. But his other one, the white and gold Fender Strat, that's the one that I want to talk about. That's, I guess it might be one of the world's most expensive guitars.
I gotta admit that you have me at an advantage.
Really? You don't know all about this?
I don't.
Oh, I know something more than Craig Bailey. I retire. I'm done. I'm out. Peace.
Well, tell me about it. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Well, let me tell you. He made it himself out of wood. No. It's this 1954, and I've seen it before. Like, I'm a guru for YouTube, so I'll go look at performances and things like that, and it's free. But I've seen this guitar so many times, and I'm like, well, what is that guitar? So I just searched, you know, Gilmour's guitars, because I was curious what else he had. Well, come to find out, he has this 1954 Strat, and it has the serial number 0001.
Get out of here.
Now, he says that he's not convinced that it's the very first one, but they think it's like a Frankenstein guitar. You have to look it up now. It's like this Frankenstein guitar that was kind of pieced together with the neck that had 0001 on it, but it actually came from the founder of Fender, Leo Fender. So it was...
That's pretty cool.
You can't even put a price on the guitar. They said that it's at the astronomical value because, one, Gilmour plays it, and it's on songs. I've seen him play on Marooned and Coming Back to Life. It's one of the first ones.
So he throws this thing in a case, and he just carries it around, brings it to gigs and stuff?
Isn't that amazing? This thing's worth millions. Like, people would give up their left leg and right leg.
Yeah.
They would be just a torso, and they would give up. They would give up for this guitar. And Gilmour is just playing it, like, you know, that's what it's made for. It's made to be played. So I give him credit on all of that.
That's a good point, yeah.
See, now I'm done. I'm out. I totally blew your mind. This is the first.
Well, I got to do more research before we sit down here each week, I guess.
Okay, well, look at it. How many times have we talked? This is the first time I've ever stumped you on anything. Usually you are the authority on anything that I ever bring up to you.
I say often that I meet people online, for example, all the time who know more about Pink Floyd than I do.
Well, there's one thing that you do know more than me about. What's coming up on the show this Saturday?
That's right. I can lay claim to that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tomorrow night we got some stuff from the Final Cut. Also some, we got some original mixes from Dark Side of the Moon. One of them, is The Great Gig in the Sky, which is, the song with Claire Torrey's improvised vocals on it. But this is a version, before they added her and they were using something else in her place. So we'll play that tomorrow night. A bunch of other stuff as well.
That's Floydian Slip every Saturday night, 11 o'clock right here on 103.9 The Fox. Craig Bailey, it was awesome informing you for a change.
I enjoyed it as well.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, shine on.
The Division Bell is the album that he played a couple of those songs on with that white guitar. We'll get a track off of the Division Bell next.